From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
On July 17, 1944, the worst home front disaster of World War II occurred. An explosion nearly leveled the Bay Area town of Port Chicago. Two ships loaded with ammunition and the entire Port Chicago waterfront were vaporized. 320 men lost their lives. 202 of them were black. Black seamen refused to return to loading ammunition under the same unsafe conditions that had sparked the explosion. 50 of them were convicted of mutiny in one of America's worst miscarriages of justice. When I was a girl, my Uncle Irvin would visit at family gatherings and become enraged when he'd talk about that tragic time. Uncle Irvin, a black man, was a naval petty officer stationed at Port Chicago. Most of the black sailors there were stevedores loading munitions onto ships headed for the Pacific. Uncle Irvin worked at the base's recreation center. That night, as he was sitting in his room talking to friends with his chair leaning back against the window ledge, a gigantic explosion blew him across the room. Uncle Irvin immediately knew what it was. He used a pickup truck from the rec center as an ambulance and drove the injured to another base in Pittsburgh. The next day, he was put to work looking for bodies, but he only found body parts, a glove with a hand in it, an arm in a sleeve, a shoe with a foot. Days later, he realized his back was filled with glass from the exploded window. He hadn't felt the glass when he slept because he hadn't slept or changed clothes for days. When he finally took his shirt off, he realized he'd been bleeding. A nurse took some glass out. The black seamen were given no time off. The white seamen were given 30 days leave. Black seamen were not allowed to use the restrooms on the ships they loaded. Uncle Irvin never went overseas. He was on a ship preparing to leave for New Guinea when he came down with mumps. He asked to be stationed at Port Chicago. With a perspective, I'm Reverend Diana McDaniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.